I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, the story of how Yogi Berra's tough love helped his son Dale. But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
We don't usually start this segment with talk of women's soccer, but this is a special week, right?
Right. You have the Women's World Cup, and the United States is the favorite, which means everybody's targeting them.
Well, I mean, this year, some people are saying that the United States is not quite the favorite. They're better described maybe as co-favorites, along with tournament host France. Are you cheering for parity, or are you cheering for the good old US of A?
You know, I'm rooting for good games. I hope the United States wins.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for games that will sell this sport even further than it is sold now, because it's really a remarkable success story.
Absolutely. Of the courtside fan who shoved him during Game 3 of the NBA Finals, Raptors guard Kyle Lowry said, quote, "Fans like that shouldn't be allowed in there. I hope they ban him from all NBA games forever." Afterwards, we learned that the fan in question was Warriors minority investor Mark Stevens, which makes it so, so much worse, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, you can't have this. I mean, it's bad enough the NBA sells seats practically to the midcourt line, but you can't have patrons shoving athletes. That's how that craziness started the Palace back in the day.
Well, the Warriors banned Stevens for the rest of the finals. Then the league and the Warriors suspended him for all of next year and fined him $500,000. Some are saying he should be forced to sell his shares. Do you agree?
I think it would be a good thing for all concerned if he were. Either put that guy in a padded luxury box or get him the heck out of the arena.
LeBron James was watching that game on TV, but he took to Instagram to make the point that the league needs to do more to protect players. LeBron said that if Lowry had reacted to defend himself against Stevens, fans would be calling for Lowry to be suspended for the rest of the finals, maybe even jailed. Is he right?
He's absolutely right. Maybe Kyle Lowry should have cleverly slew-footed the guy.
Well, we are going to get to the slew-foot in just a bit. But I was actually confused by the fact that people were referring to Stevens as a minority investor instead of a minority owner until I saw a report from TMZ, of all places, about a rather quiet push in the NBA to move away from the word owner. Why is that happening, and what do you make of it?
Well, because Draymond Green made a not altogether unreasonable point that, you know, we haven't allowed one set of people to own another set of people in this country since 1865. You can argue that this is political correctness run amok. I wouldn't. I think it's perfectly fine if they start calling them whatever they call them instead of owners.
All right. Back to the slew foot. What do you make of referee Kelly Sutherland's swallowing of the whistle in Game 5 of the NHL Finals?
If you want to know what a slew foot is, watch the video. You'll never see a clearer example of what it is. Basically, you leave your leg behind so a guy will trip over it. Bruin Noel Acciardi, who was the victim of the slew foot, went over backwards, which is the worst way to fall on ice, hit his head. Now he's in the concussion protocol. And Bruins coach Bruce Cassidy went up the wall about it, and he should have. This has been a swallow your whistle series. I mean, there are old time hockey fans who once loved it, but there's a lot of stuff going on out there that's genuinely dangerous.
Last month, Tom Brady filed two requests with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to trademark the name Tom Terrific. So what's the problem?
I don't know, because I think forgotten 1960s cartoon shows should be respected down through the years. Oh, we're not talking about that. We're talking about Tom Seaver, right?
We are.
I could sing the jingle for you, by the way. If you want
there me. Was really a TV show?
It was called Tom Terrific, and Manfred the Wonder Dog was his companion. I'm Tom Terrific, the greatest hero ever. And that's where Tom Seaver got it from. So you learn things here on Only a Game. And by the way, you can find full episodes of the Tom Terrific cartoon on the YouTube.
I'm going to look it up right as soon as we're done here.
Okay.
Brady's response to the controversy is that he filed for the trademark protections to stop anyone from calling him by that name. Was there a crush of people trying to force this nickname on him?
You know, in his later years, Tom has become a little bit inscrutable. If somebody calls him Tom Terrific on the street, is he going to sue that person? I'm sure there's a branding thing here somewhere.
And finally, Charlie, we have a new world record, and that new world record is...
sports! Young Anne-Marie Vansel, who was 20 minutes old when this happened, she got to sit in the Stanley Cup.
And she's the youngest person ever to do so.
I would like to know how many, like, adults have tried to sit in the Stanley Cup before we make a big deal of this. They had a watch party, apparently, in the labor room.
Uh-huh.
And the NHL brought the cup over. And there are lovely photos of little Anne-Marie snoozing away in the bowl of the cup.
Charlie Pierce joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.
I'm Tom Terrific, greatest hero ever. Terrific is the name for me, 'cause I'm so clever.